Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all said cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Greg Lesher is with us. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Good morning.
Good morning. So, you were out there looking for food, right, last week?
Oh, yeah, I was. And I don't know if you saw the video that I just sent you from last Tuesday morning.
I'm not getting my mail. I really am not. So, no, I did not.
Okay. Oh, you'll have to take a quick look at it during a break.
Okay.
Because that's another story. It's one of those things that you're always prepared for, but you never expect that you'll have to do it. But the way things are going, you got to be prepared. But anyway, this is footage from a hotel camera at 4:30 in the morning that I was involved in. But yeah, I was out hunting food and was sadly disappointed by the state of our forests and the game in them. I never usually come back empty-handed during a muzzleloader hunt, and I have to say this is a first. The herds are more like a few here and there. It's really disgusting what's happening to our wildlife. Now, I'm not, you know, I assume it's because of the weather modification, and it might also be because of what they're spraying on the animals and the plants. I don't know. I just know that things are not normal. And nobody seems to be saying much about it.
We are. And
you know, we are.
I've got to agree with you, except for one thing. Insects and ticks. They seem to love it. Whatever's going on, they love it. Did you find that as well?
Oh, absolutely. There's no shortage in insects.
Mm-hmm.
I can't drive a few miles without having to get out and scrub the bugs off my windows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it seems like mice are doing pretty well, too. But in terms birds, I don't see many birds. In terms of bees, I only see a few bees.
Yeah,
I see a few squirrels.
The same weekend, the duck season, the waterfowl season opened. And the first thing I see this morning in an article is avian flu in Utah has killed off, you know, I don't know how many ducks they've said, but it's a ridiculous amount. Is that just an excuse because they're not showing up? I have no idea. But it's concerning. It's all working its way right into a neighborhood near you or a hillside near you.
Very disturbing report, Greg. Very disturbing. Greg, have you been thinking about Vladimir Putin? And here's where I'm going with this. Vladimir Putin amassed tanks and heavy equipment and artillery along the Russia-Ukraine border, you know, well over a year ago. And people are wondering, what's he doing? Next thing you know, shells are being launched, right? They're being discharged. And the war starts. And a couple days ago, a few days ago, there was a test of a nuclear alert system in Russia across 11 time zones. And this test was one that has been reported in the media that was to let people know that should there be an attack that could destroy much of Russia, this would be the warning system for such an attack. Then, there have been, right after that, there have been reports that Vladimir Putin's closest ally threatened to unleash World War III on the West if the United Kingdom sends troops on to Ukrainian soil. This is all published in the public domain. And here's a quote, former Russian, this is a quote from an article, thesun.com. And it says, quote, former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said on Sunday that any Brit soldiers training soldiers inside Ukraine would be legitimate targets for Russian forces and ruthlessly destroyed, end quote. Goes on to say, I'm looking for the quote, this is from the same article, quote, earlier this month, Medvedev issued a chilling nuclear threat to the United States on the anniversary of September 11th, terrorist attack. He wrote on Telegram, terrorists will again carry out an attack style of the September 11th, 2001, with an atomic or biological component. End quote. So the sabers are being rattled. We know for a fact that Vladimir Putin and company are certainly capable of carrying out an attack. And then there are other articles that say that, here's one in Zero Hedge, quote, Putin claims successful test of nuclear-powered global range cruise missile for first time, end quote.
Yeah.
And then there, so the point is, these are pretty darn serious threats. And we didn't have this problem until we got the current administration. We were okay until we got the current administration.
You know,
one second. Now, there is a rush to build the wall. The wall that was torn down, the wall that was sold in pieces as government surplus. We started building a wall, and then the current administration, I'm talking about Joe and company, started selling it. At least that's what has been reported. And now we're putting the wall up. Like, we better get the wall up. Now, the question I have is the urgency now about the wall between the United States and Mexico, is that to prevent an invasion from the east, from Russia? I don't know. And don't believe anything I say. Do your own research, make up your own mind. But this is chilling. And I think that the exclamation point to what I've just said and what I've just read in the media is that y'all ought to get prepared. Get your house in order. Because everything might stop. Everything might stop, meaning the supply chain. No sugar for the coffee. No coffee for the coffee. No water for the coffee. No electricity to make the coffee. And if you break the carafe for your electric coffee maker, no replacements. I'm talking about everything could stop. I'm not saying it will, but I'm concerned about it. I really am. And then, yes.
Yeah. I look at it this way. If Texas was invaded by Cuba, you think we'd be concerned? Because the Ukraine to Russia is like Texas to the United States. And the problem is the buffoon that we have leading this country. I only know maybe of one person that has any confidence in that administration. And I'm sorry, but it's just insanity. Okay? Vladimir Putin is concerned of the ethnic cleansing of Russians that have been living there all of their lives in these towns by this homosexual pervert who was a comedian as well, leading the country that they're calling Ukraine. I mean, it's staggering the amount of unbelievable press that he's given and the unbelievable amount of funds. It's like we are living in a clown world. It really is. And if we sit there and let it happen, yeah, we're going to be in nuclear war with Russia. I don't think he wants to kill, you know, billions of people on this planet, civilians. But we keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. It seems like this agenda wants to depopulate, and they want it so bad that they're willing to push a nuclear war. And to me, this is terrifying. It's really sobering to sit back and watch what's going on. It's time we tell these people who are pushing these agendas that, who are you? What are you doing here? Get out. We don't want you. You don't serve us. You don't serve the people. You serve your own selfish selves. And we're tired of you. I remember a movie years ago where they were voting for none of the above. In other words, nobody voted, because nobody supported what was going on. I'm just baffled. I really am.
Okay, do you know what the name of that movie is? Because I don't vote anymore. I don't support anything that's going on.
I'm either.
I'm disgusted with it all.
In fact, I call the political text that I'm getting for the Republican Party harassment. And until I actually said to Verizon, who the company I was with, I said, you know, I am tired of these harassing calls. They didn't forward all these harassing calls that I would put stop on, because they just end it. They didn't stop. They just continued to the FCC. That's how mad I am about all this political garbage. It's like good team, bad team. Well, they're both evil. They're both corrupt. There is no hope for fixing these by voting anything in. It's time we're beyond that point.
The Supreme Court has been reported in the media to say that campaign promises, lies by people running campaigns for political office, they are allowed to lie because that's free speech. They're allowed to lie. But you can't shout fire in a crowded theater. That's free speech too. But if a person does that, you'd be arrested for causing a stampede. But politicians are allowed to lie to us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Listen, this may come as a surprise to you, but I don't believe that most major personalities in the media know much about much. I really don't think they do. I don't think that if you talk to a well-recognized name in the media, radio, television, and you said, I'm having trouble changing my oil. Can you give me some pointers? I don't believe they'd be able to help you. I'm having trouble getting the lug nuts off my car. Could you help me? I'm trying to figure out how many miles per gallon my vehicle gets, and my mile per gallon meter on the dash doesn't seem to be working right. I don't think it's working right. Is there a way? Can you tell me how I can figure out how many miles per gallon I'm getting while that thing's broken? Is there a way to do that? I don't think they could answer those questions. I don't think they could do much without their cell phone. I don't think they could do much without relying on a search engine. Specifically Google. They travel in circles where people have people do things for them. Oh, I got a guy for that. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, that spot in your ceiling, you wanted that fixed? I got a guy for that, yeah. He's a good painter. Having trouble with your taxes?
Yeah, the car will figure it out for that. It'll tell you, yeah.
And that's what I was thinking about this morning, early this morning, Greg, exactly what you said. We have computers that tell us how to do everything, or tell us things that we should already know. And because the computer... I was talking with Gwyneth yesterday, and I told her that we have customers that come to the shop for service for the vehicles, all kinds of vehicles. Trucks, cars, sports cars, and luxury cars. And they... they want us to top off all their fluids, you know, like power steering fluid, oil, transmission fluid, windshield washer fluid. No kidding. We've gotten to the point where it's too hard to lift the hood and look under the hood and look right through that translucent bottle that has blue liquid in it. That's for the windshield washer. We got a guy for that. That's where we are, class. We want our oil change done in 15 minutes. Why? Because we're in a hurry. Why are we in a hurry? We've got computers in our pockets. We've got communicators in our pockets. We've got devices that will add, subtract, multiply, divide, place orders, talk to people, send them messages, and we're in a hurry. Why are we in a hurry? Why not just do it right? I think that Steve Jobs and company, you know, with the iPhone, the personal computer, has really, those guys have done us a disservice. Last night, Bam said to me, hey, T, come out here, look. I was in the barn, it was dark. He said, look, there's Starlink going right over our farm. And there it was, Elon Musk littering the sky. Greg, did you hear about the monkeys? The monkeys that were tortured at Elon Musk's request? You know, for his Neuralink company? Have you heard about the death?
No, I haven't.
It's disgusting. Class, look it up. It's gruesome. It's absolutely gruesome. Implanting, torturing, the deaths of these monkeys. Lots of monkeys. They're like our cousins.
Who was it done by?
University, California. I'll ask Greg to share.
Not
that.
Not surprising.
Absolutely outrageous. And then Greg, there's an article I was looking at, and of course we know this. We just didn't want to believe it. I had a friend who came from the former Soviet Union to the United States. And she said, Vincent, do you know that if you go to a restaurant, they don't filter the water in your country, in the United States? It comes right out of the faucet. They don't even filter it. Well, now, and they filter water in Europe because of all the toxins and contaminants and people that are destroying their water supplies for centuries. Well, right now,
I can have video of it.
Okay, right now, headlines. Scientists find at least 6 toxins like arsenic and uranium in systems used, these are water systems, used by 95% of the population, quote, end quote, of the United States. We've destroyed our own water system. Exactly what you've been saying, Greg.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is waiving federal laws to allow border wall construction in Texas in an about-face, claiming for years the U.S.-Mexico border is secure. The Department of Homeland Security announced wall construction in South Texas due to high illegal entry. The move comes as a surge of migrants is straining federal and local resources, with millions of illegal immigrants infiltrating the United States under President Biden's watch. The Draconids meteor shower will be starting up tonight and peaking on Sunday and Monday nights. Good news, the moon will be in its new moon phase, so the skies will be darker. Originating from the Draco constellation, the Draconids have on occasion given birth to meteor storms, showering the night with tens of thousands of streaks across the sky. However, such a spectacular event has not occurred since 1946. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot flash days? God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I can tell you that instructor at USA Prepares Works. I got your email, Greg. Do you want me to describe what I'm looking at?
Sure. Go ahead.
And then you can tell us what this is all about. Class, this is a series of pictures of a motel room. There's trash everywhere. Partially eaten food, boxes, bags, debris strewn over the floor. It's bigger than a double bed. I guess it would be a queen-size or king-size bed. Clothes there, blood on the sheets, a lot of blood on the sheets. The sofa has an overnight, like an airline, strolling luggage, floor clothes all over the floor, electronic cables on the floor. This looks like there was a fight going on in this room. trash overflowing the trash can. An absolute mess. It looked like there was a big party, and a bunch of drug addicts were there shooting up, and it looks like there was maybe a rape there, a violent rape. It looks like maybe somebody was shot, or because there's blood on the sheets, a lot of blood. It's a mess. Absolute blood on, it looks like blood on a pillow. Craig, am I describing this accurately? It looks like there's some case of beer there. Partially open, used jug of milk. Looks like something you'd, something you throw in the microwave and heat it. Looks like maybe a spray can of cheese. I can't really tell what that is. Looks like maybe a pizza box. The room is totally destroyed. What happened, Craig? Where was this? How were you involved in this?
Well, I'm the one that was in the fluorescent shirt there. That's how I was involved. What happened was all night long, I could hear banging and loud noise and TV up blaring, extremely loud, and I kept calling down and asking if they could put a stop to it. And I was saying, yeah, they'll get on it right away. Well, the second time I called, it was a lady that was working the front desk. And by the fourth time, a guy answered the phone and said, we'll go take care of it. And I said, well, I'm going to go back down there with you and kind of back you up. And he told them that if they didn't stop, well, I was standing there and the guy was about, I'm sorry. It doesn't stop, he's going to eject them. Well, I just barely fall asleep again, and there goes the noise, the TV back up, banging around, and just really disruptive. So I called down, I said, are you going to kick him out? And I said, yes. I said, well, I'll stand behind you. After the first time, I knew I better put something in my pocket and stand behind him. And I did. And the guy comes out and he says, get out. He tells him, get out. Get your stuff and get out now. Well, can we get our stuff? He said, yes, get out. And a guy peeks from behind completely naked and asks if I'm a patron. And I said, yes. And then he swears at me and starts coming at me because he realized I'm the one that's been calling on him. And the rest is what happened after he started coming at me. And finally I was able, the other guy pushed him back into the room, and I called the police department. He went down and called the police department. What I didn't see in the meantime was the guy got clothes on, went downstairs, and grabbed the guy's phone and took off with it. Because he knew he was getting called on. And later that day, they came back, and of course, the guy that was naked there was puking all, he was dressed, of course, by then, but he's puking all over the parking lot, and the police finally showed up as they were about to leave, and they arrested him. What do you see in that video?
Well, I only got pictures, and I don't see anybody in a green shirt. So I only got one email, and I assume there are others.
There's no video?
No.
Okay. Well, what happened is he started coming at me, and I had to draw my weapon and point it at him, and he started coming at me some more. And I kept telling him that if you come any closer, I'm going to have to put you down for good. And, boy, I've got to get that video to you. And finally, the older gentleman that was in there with him started pushing him back into the room, and that's when I went in there and called the sheriff, the police department. Took him 1 hour to get there, knowing I informed them that I had to draw my weapon to protect myself. It still took them an hour to get there, and they didn't show up with their lights going. They just showed up.
Greg, what was all the blood? Is that blood or is that just red?
That's blood on
juice?
The pillow, yeah. I think it was blood.
What do you think these guys were doing? Was it just guys?
I don't even, yeah, two guys on one bed. I don't even want to go there. I'm just, it just is completely disgusting in you know, what I think was happening.
You think this was a date?
I think so. I think the guy picked up this guy and this looked like, to me, a previous inmate, had a tattoo on him. I'm surprised that video didn't go through.
No, I don't have the video. And I don't see anybody in a green shirt either.
Yeah, it's a yellow, fluorescent shirt. Yeah, I just threw on something and walked out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, but, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, everything goes through your mind. I knew that I couldn't let him get close enough to get my gun, or I could be the victim of, I could be killed. So I was either going to have to shoot him right there in the hall, and my first shot would have been a 3-inch Magnum 410 with a triple-aught buck. I've got one, what they call a Taurus Judge. They shoot shotgun shells as well as a long Colt 45. And I just was, I knew that if I pulled that trigger, I'd have to take him down. And it was just one of those situations that you never think you're going to have to go through. But the hotel patron, you know, the hotel host or whatever you want to call him, he was very glad that I backed him up. It could have gotten bad. It could have gotten worse.
Greg, you see, from your perspective, you see that violence is increasing.
Increasing. No doubt. An hour to get there and this is by not very far from the international airport, Salt Lake International Airport. An hour response, knowing that a weapon's been drawn, knowing that it could turn extremely serious extremely quickly. I'm just baffled. This is why you need to protect yourself. This is why you need to be armed. Because if you value your life and the lives of others around you, you cannot depend on local law enforcement to back you up. There's a time period there where numerous people could be shot and killed or stabbed to death or anything. You don't know. Someone in this mind frame who's standing out there in the hall completely naked coming at you, this is a scenario, you know, that you could face, that you really don't want to face, but you could face at any time. Your thoughts, Vincent?
Well, what I'm seeing is a little different. What I'm seeing is out of control bad manners. I'm talking about people doing things, passing on the wrong side, passing on a double yellow line, speeding, tailgating, aggressive driving. I'm seeing that, and I can see it's me first. It's the kind of thing where too many people don't care about the others. They don't follow the golden rule. They just want what they want, and the heck with everybody else. And you know, you would think that these guys would not be rowdy. You would think that they'd say, you know, there are probably other people sleeping in the middle of the night, so let's be quiet. But you're right, that's not the case. It's no longer the case. And I think being a policeman is a pretty dangerous job in today's world. And I don't think it used to be quite like this. You know, back in the 1950s, I don't think it was like this.
No. This guy shouldn't have been out on the street. He really shouldn't be out there. And, of course, they tried to charge him a $300. You know, they locked the room.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't go back in and get their stuff. And they came back for their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you owe a $300 bill. Because his credit card all of a sudden bounced. Well, a friend of mine who's also staying there was able to find the guy's phone, the hotel's phone. He handed it back to the patron, you know, the hotel staff. And the police said that they had to return their items, even though there was a $300 outstanding cleaning bill for that room. I would charge a lot more than $300 for the mess that I saw. But the hotel was left to hold the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
Well, I feel bad for the cleaning staff. I mean, who wants to touch anything in that room?
Oh, it didn't smell very well either.
And the next thing is, what if you're the person to use that room next? Was it, Greg? I don't travel. I don't do it for the reasons that we're discussing right now, the violence, you know, there are places where you are not allowed to carry. And you know what? I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable without carrying in today's world.
I won't go anywhere that I can't have something to protect myself. I just won't. I won't do it anymore. And this is one of the reasons why. I mean, it was put in my face. You know, what would you do in the same situation? Would you draw, you know, would you protect yourself like I did?
Greg, if someone were coming at me, if I felt they were going to kill me or kill my family, I would protect myself and my family. You're absolutely correct. And when I say, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. What I mean is be prepared for everything. And I also mean cocked and locked. And if you have a revolver, you don't have to cock it and lock it. It's ready to go. Squeeze the trigger. But be prepared to be arrested.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That looks like a hotel security video of the hallway. Is that what I was looking at?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And class, do you want me to describe what I saw?
I want you to describe it.
Okay. So there's four guys in the hall. One is a younger guy, and he's obviously hotel staff. And then there are two older guys, and then there's Greg. And Greg is closest to the camera, and it looks like there's a pretty aggressive conversation going on with these two guys. And one of them, well, actually both of them look like they're in their 60s, Greg. These are not children we're talking about. These are grown men. And if I remember correctly from the short time I had a chance to look at the video, one of them had white hair, if not both of them. Is that right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so these are adults, and you got to wonder, what were they doing where there's blood on the pillow, blood on the sheets? What were they doing, and what did they do to destroy this room? I mean, it looked like a free-for-all in that room. I mean, that's what I see with all the bottles and trash and food, boxes and wrappers and bags and bottle caps and bottles and clothes everywhere, all over the floor. I mean, it's a mess, literally.
One night.
If I left my dogs in that room, they couldn't make that big of a mess if I left them alone. It was really messy. And the blood on the sheets, the pillowcase, the pillow. Wow. That's America today. Maybe, do you think these guys could have been immigrants? You know, I shouldn't say that. Illegal invaders? Did they speak English?
Yeah, and they were definitely from the United States.
Wow. Well said commentary. Wow. Well, you know, the more I meet people, the more I like my dogs. I love my dogs. I don't know, Greg. It's you know, too bad we don't have a way of sharing this on. Well, are you going to put it on YouTube?
Well, I don't know, because of the content they made.
There's a guy, you know, a grown man standing there completely naked, frontal nudity. completely naked, stand there up and down the hall.
If his older partner didn't have any senses, he probably would have been dead.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you think they were high? Is that possible?
On drugs? At least the one of them was, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Greg, I have a real problem with the legalization of marijuana, and I wanted to ask you about this. What are your thoughts about legalization of marijuana and people on the road having smoked marijuana? What are your thoughts about that? Trucks, tractor trailers, cars, motorcycles. What are your thoughts?
I think it ought to be a one strike, you're out.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be illegal. I don't think it should be legal. I think the only thing that should be legal is the medicinal effects, the ones that they are able to get out of those herbs, not smoking them, not getting high.
Mm-hmm.
Proper use for everything.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm concerned about it, and it seems like to me that ever since marijuana was legalized in Missouri, people have become more erratic at failure to stay within the lines of their lane. They seem to wobble when they go down the road. I think it's a combination of dope. I think it's a combination of drugs. I think it's adding cell phones and distracted driving and playing with their favorite tunes while they're high on the road. I think it's all of the above. And talking on the phone. All those things, distracted driving. And I think if a person is high, distracted driving and kill someone, injure someone, jail for life minimum. If it's with reckless abandon, then execution. Because no one has to do it. Nobody has to do those things.
You know, Vincent, if you've got a platform that you can post that video so some of the listeners can, some of the class can actually see it, feel free to.
I'll tell you what. I will, if it's okay with you, if I have your permission, I'll forward it to Ron Gibson. And
absolutely.
We'll see if he'd like to post this. Do me a favor then. Send me an email with a description of what we're looking at so that I can forward, in your words, that on to Ron Gibson. And we'll see if that's something that he can publish on BitChute.
I'll do that this evening. I sure will. You bet I will.
And I'll forward that on. Greg, I'm sorry you had to go through that, but that looked like a life-shortening event for everybody, including the adrenaline that had to run through your veins when you were ready.
Well, let's just
to
put
defend.
It this way. I didn't get any sleep. I went to work immediately.
Yeah.
I was too awake. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.